Hi, everyone. Welcome to Analyze Your Trade, episode number 88 from timingresearch.com for August 6th, 2019. Today, we will be discussing your trade ideas. So over the last few days, about 30 people submitted up to 5 symbols each, and I have put the list together of top requests. We are recording this at 4 p.m. Eastern time, and then it will be released in on YouTube and in podcast form within about an hour of the recording. So this is the new format we're trying, and we're going to see how that goes. If you have any comments about this new format, just go to timingresearch.com and use the contact form to get in touch with me. My name is David Cosmeter. I'm the creator of Timing Research, and we had a couple cancellations today due to technical issues, but I have Larry Gaines of Power Cycle Trading here, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Larry. Larry, let's learn a little bit about you before.
Well, thanks a lot, David, for having me. It's always a lot of fun. I always enjoy this event each time I do it, so I appreciate it. So yeah, a little background on myself. PowerCycleTrading.com. You can go to my website, check everything out. But I've been actively trading the markets for over 30 years. Ouch. Started out my trading career back in the 80s trading cargoes of crude oil and ran one of the largest oil trading company or groups, the International Trading Desk, for 10 years out of Bermuda. So basic background is, you know, looking at price direction based on some trading models that we've created and then using options for managing the risk and also for, you know, leverage. So today I'll be going through the list of different stocks that people submitted and giving you my overtake, my view of those particular stocks and what I think is going to happen. First off, though, if you can see my chart, we're going to have these symbols that we're going to review: CRM, Microsoft, Apple, Nvidia. So quite a good list here. And I'll go through my kind of process of evaluating stocks. But first off, you know, let's take a look. We had a big, massive sell-off, as probably everybody knows here, yesterday. So if we look at the market here, I'll just kind of do an overview quickly of that. So let's just take a look at SPY, the ETF a lot of you probably follow. And if we look at just the overview of the market, then I'll dive into all those different stocks. I like to look at a kind of a weekly for what we call long-term directional. So I'm going to pull up this chart here. This is the weekly. So I call this kind of a long-term trend chart. And when we look at the weekly, I like to look at the moving averages and my indicators, which are based on momentum. But we can see that, you know, we had this big move down yesterday, about 6.5%. So you can see we came down. If you can see here, this green, that's a 50 simple moving average. And that, you know, that's a really good support zone. So it came down there very close to it and then kind of bounced off of that. This chart, you can see a little bit better. So that's what I'm keying off of here. But, you know, today we had a good little short cover rally. You can see here, we've got this gap area. See this gap area right here up to 290. So what I think is going to probably happen if there's no, you know, really negative news overnight, we'll get that gap fill there. And that's where then the market, we want to see what happens after that. So we're going to have a, you know, probably more fall through tomorrow to the upside initially, unless there's some overnight news. But you see the gaps here, so 290. So we could get more gap fill into there. If you look at, you know, QQQ, the NASDAQ, you'll see the same, and also on the Russell. So those are things technically you want to be looking for. So based on that, you know, you can see here, see the gap area. This could push up into 285. So based on that, you know, what all the different symbols we're looking at today, a lot of these will be tied to the overall market direction. So you want to be watching the overall market along with these symbols. So that's a big problem with a lot of stocks, is that they can get caught up in the downdraft or updraft of market. So let's take a look here, and we're going to start out. We're going to start with CRM. So Salesforce, really good one. It's got earnings coming up in about a week, but it's had a big sell-off. So let's take a look here and see where it potentially could go and my take on it. So with looking at CRM, we can see here, we had this big break. See here, there's the 200-day moving average. So break on that. That came on the second and never recovered. Look, so it came down hard close on the lows. And then the next day, this was yesterday, the 5th, had a fall through to the downside. And then today, a little bit of a recovery, didn't even fill the gap. So we might get that gap filled, but this doesn't look very strong. It's got earnings in about a week. So that could have an effect, but I think there's potential here. If we look at the longer term chart of CRM, I think there's, unless the earnings sound salvage or bail this out. We've got earnings coming up here, not next week, but the week after. So we could get a little bit more of a pullback here easily to maybe down here to this 137. That's a technical level based on Fibonacci. But, you know, I would not be, going after this on a long side. So you have that massive 200-day moving average up here. That's going to be major resistance. So if anything here, you get a little bit more upside to that 144, 145, get this gap fill area here. We could see this thing roll back over. And then if it breaks this prior low at 140, I can see more downside easily. You know, we've got this 1272 extension at 137. So it's a basically a do nothing. Do either do not buy it. I would not buy it here. And if anything, might look to sell it short just for a quick short trade, see if the momentum carries it down more. And then you've got earnings coming up in about 2 weeks. So that could stabilize it. So not looking too swift there on CRM. All right. So then the next one we've got is we'll look at Microsoft, which has kind of been the big, you know, the major blue chip of them all and kind of holding the market steady. So let's take a look here and see what Microsoft looks like. So let me pull that up. So again, you know, everything got pretty much caught up in the big downdraft yesterday, even Microsoft, and it broke through key fib level, that 382. But let's take a look. We really have to kind of go to a kind of longer term charts here to kind of see the overall big picture. So we look here at Microsoft. You can see that it had that breakdown from that high down to this 50 retracement level. So here's a 50% retracement from this swing low in June 3rd to the high. 50% retracement came in here at 130, and that's almost exactly where it stopped yesterday. So good support at 130. That's also a 21 period moving average on the weekly. So good support there on Microsoft. Now here on the daily, you can see here's the 50 simple moving average, very key moving averages, the 50 simple and the 200 day. Those are very, very strong support levels or resistance levels using moving averages. But you can see Microsoft, if it can, it only had a retracement of to the 382. So it's still a very strong, steady stock. So of all of them, you know, it did pull back, but it came to that 50% retracement, bounced up today over the 382. I would watch this for a couple more days, but this could be a kind of a go-to potential. If the market stabilizes, this would be a good one for a run back up towards that 140 level, and that would be on Microsoft. And the way I look at the markets, I like to use momentum for price direction. So these are momentum indicators I use. So you can see cycle, it says power cycle, lower study one, and lower study two. These are momentum calculations. And when we get above this kind of histogram above zero, that's positive momentum. So I like to look at the 1 hour. Here's a 1 hour chart over here to the right, and the 4 hour in daily. So kind of multiple time frames. So you can see that the hourly today had a shift up. The 4 hour still down. So this one is still suspect. You know, it could still stall out, but overall it looks better than a lot of these other ones that we're going to be going through. But I still would not be buying it here. I'd want to see some periods of consolidation first. Okay, so that's a look there at Microsoft. Now let's take a look at the next one. Let me find the list again. Here it is. So the next one we've got is everybody's favorite, Apple. All right, so let's take a look at Apple. And this one's in a range right now, so it's really kind of stuck, and it's kind of a do nothing stock here. I was looking at this earlier. This is one I like to follow kind of for market direction, kind of a proxy to the markets. So if we look at Apple here and we again look at it on a longer term perspective or basis first. So you can see here on my charts, I've got my weekly chart here on the left and I've got my daily on the right. So key moving averages here, this big blue line, that's a 200 period moving average. So 200 day moving average there. And you see that line there, that is a 50 simple. So it's a little bit below that. On the weekly, we've got that 50 simple right here. So it kind of coincides or aligns with 200 day. So Apple from this prior swing low back in June to the swing high of 220, we've got support. It's sitting right on support here on the long-term chart right here. This is the 21 period moving average, and that's a 50% retracement. So this Apple, I think easily the range I'm looking at is down here, potentially back down to 190, a 618 retracement. And then up here, you've got resistance there at about a little over 200. So it's one that I would do nothing with right now. And we still have negative momentum. You can see my daily time frame, everything's negative. So this one, I'd be wanting to wait for my 4 hour time frame to start showing positive momentum. If that starts showing positive momentum, then I'd probably look to see if it's trading, where it is trading based on the Fibonacci levels. The longer it consolidates and holds these kind of key levels, like this area here, 197, then it has potential to move back up. But this one is kind of like right now in no man's land. I would do nothing on it for right now and just watch. If it can get back over 200 right here and then hold, then it has potential potential, a nice potential to go back up to those prior highs. It's got good support though. Again, just kind of summary right here at 190. But if that breaks, then it could easily, that's the 618 retracement. If that breaks, then, you know, we could easily look at lower back down to that prior low at 170. So this is kind of a no trade setup right now on Apple. All right. So the next one we've got is Nvidia. Okay. So one of the chip stocks, cloud, a lot of the, you know, a really great stock to trade once it gets momentum going either up or down. And right now that momentum is definitely not to the upside. So the, you know, these chip stocks are got hit, and they've got, most of them got hit the hardest because of the connection and relationship that they have to China. So Nvidia is going to have earnings coming up as well, but let's take a look first going to our long-term and daily time frame. So you can see here Nvidia. All right. So we're going to have earnings coming up on the 15th. So that's going to be next week. And this could be a catalyst for up or down, but you can just see here, we've got, again, my Fibonacci levels here from the swing low back in June to that prior swing high up here at 180. We're just sitting right on top of that 618 retracement. So if the 618, here's the daily, if the 618 gets taken out, kind of going into on a closing basis. So a break below 149, this would be a short trade setup, but on a kind of closing basis on the end of the day. So this one definitely has potential to go lower. All right. And then the support level would be here, this 141. That's a 200 week moving average. So that should be pretty decent support first time down, and then potentially back down to the low. But again, it's got earnings next week. This will be next week on the, looks like it's going to be on the, I think that's Thursday. So it could just kind of churn, but it could easily break lower too. It would not be buying it here. The more I look at it, you know, here is more potential for short trade setup. So again, if it breaks, let's say this prior low of this week, that 148 level, then I think it'd be a short trade for a, probably a pretty quick trip down to about 141. I'm talking short, you know, term trades, you know, one or two days. These are not long-term trade setups that I'm talking about. All right, so that's a look at Nvidia. And we just also had, this arrow here, this is a moving average cross. This is a, that I like to follow. This is a 15 period moving average exponential cross and a 13. So that's also a very negative indication as well. And you can see here on the daily, we had that cross back here on the first, and you can see it got pretty hit pretty hard. So Nvidia, this one I'd be looking for a short on a break of that prior low. All right, so that's Nvidia, but you've got earnings coming up next week, would not have any trade as of that day. So, you know, if you did get a short trade, I think it'll be, if it breaks this area here, I think it'll be a pretty quick move down and then close it out, wait for earnings, see what that does to the stock. So that's Nvidia. Now, the next one we have is Disney, which has earnings tonight after the close. So it's really going to be a non-trade here, but let's take a look at it just the same. So when we go into an earnings release, I want to be neutral on any specific stock and then assess, you know, how earnings turned out for it and go from there. But looking at earnings or looking at Disney just in general, it's been pretty steady, but it too got hit, you know, with that little downdraft that we had, not little downdraft, but big downdraft yesterday. So we look here at Disney here again as a long-term weekly daily right next to it. You can see that it pulled back here and today I had to kind of push back up. But Disney probably more than anything is, you know, if it consolidates enough and holds this 140 level, we'll see what earnings does, but it has good potential to push back up. We might be able to see if earnings came out. I'll just click here and I'll put it down to an hourly time frame. Let's see. I can quickly see if the earnings are out. I just go show extended hours. It looks like we may have had, we did have earnings came out. So you can see this spike low. It came out and knee jerked down to right here, that 21 period moving average, and stopped. So, you know, earnings right now is trading at 137.60. So down at the lower end of the range, weekly range. So not real good. So you need to do absolutely nothing here until tomorrow to see, you know, how this thing does pan out. So we don't really know what the earnings are yet, but it did get a pop down off of that earnings release here this afternoon. So that's Disney. Let me take this back off. So Disney was trading down here at 137. So at the lows. Now if this area here got good support, you can see down here at 131. So, you know, anything's possible. It could push back down here to 131 and then see how it holds. So that's Disney. It's kind of basically a do nothing right here. Then the next one we've got is Shop. Now Shop looks like one of the better ones as far as momentum to the upside. So let's take a look here at Shop. Pull that one up. So we look at shop here, and a couple things stand out. See these dots? This is what we use for looking for kind of what we call a consolidation compression, where potentially you get a squeeze. The market kind of squeezes in a tighter pattern. You have potential for big moves up or down. And right now, you know, it looks pretty decent here. You can see it's pushing back above these major moving averages here. So once you get back above the moving averages, then this, you know, opens the door for another move up. So most of the stocks that we've looked at so far are all below their moving averages. This is one of the few ones above. So this has some potential to move back up. And what stocks love to go back to prior highs or prior lows when you get those spikes. So this one would be probably one to pick up and take. Again, these are kind of what I call swing trades. It could last 1 to 5 days, but this definitely is a target there at 350 for kind of a shorter term trade. And you can put your stop, you know, right here at kind of 320, the break below that on a closing basis. So this is one of the few ones that look like, you know, for a short term, what I call a swing trade, potentially for the upside there. And you can see then on the weekly time frame how it's been holding up and just trending. See really nice trend to the upside here on shop and just kind of holding these moving averages. So all in all, it looks pretty decent. You know, just set your stops up below those prior lows. I'd use, you know, probably this daily lows down in here, either this 320 area, this moving average. So a break and a close below this 21 period moving average. Or if you want it wider, you could put stop way down here. It just depends on your trading style. But that looks okay. So, you know, momentum, you see it starting to shift back up here. On my 4 hour time frame, you see here the hourly over here where my pointer is, solid momentum there. So potential for chop to the upside. So the next one we've got is everybody's favorite, Amazon. Okay, so let's take a look at Amazon. Pull that one up. This is the big monster. So we look at Amazon here, and the thing you're going to notice is another big blue line down here, which is such a key moving average. Here's the 200 period moving average. So this is a daily chart. That's the 200 day moving average. So you can see it really broke down here this last end of July right here. See my momentum signals? See that yellow arrow, this red arrow? That's signaling that my momentum indicators went negative. So see how those histograms went below zero? So the arrows are indicating that. And then you can see it broke pretty hard, gapped down below that 21 period moving average. You can see the moving average crosses here. And then, you know, just kind of continued on. Now, the other thing too was you had Bezos was actually selling a lot of shares in here. So that's another thing that put pressure on it. But it did come down and stuck right in here to the 200 day moving average. So I would not be buying it here, would not be shorting it here either. I want to see if it can hold this 200. Now, the other thing to look at is when we look at the long-term weekly, you'll see that it had broken this kind of trend line and then it came down. This is the 50 simple moving average or 50 week moving average. So if it can kind of hold in here, consolidate, let me push this back to a daily, then this is one you might be able to get into for a bounce back up. So you want to see it hold here on this 200 for another day or two, but we're still having very negative momentum. Want to be on this one, watching this 4 hour. You can see the hourly turned up. If this 4 hour time frame I really like, turns positive, then this one has potential to move back up. And again, you can see a gap area right here at 1807. So I could easily fill that in just, you know, a blink of an eye, but you'd be looking for 1807 and then potentially back up here to resistance. You can see price action resistance right here at about 1855 and then up here to 1894, that 50 simple moving average. So if this can hold the 200, this one could get going right back up, but then it's going to have major resistance here at the kind of this 1896, 97 level, but has potential, you know, for the upside if it can hold that 200. So I'd watch this another day or so and see if the momentum shifts, which I like to look on my lower time frame. So that 4 hour, if it starts going above that zero line, that could be an indication. All right. So that's Amazon. And, you know, nothing right here is a screaming buy except for shop look pretty decent. Now, the next one we have is AMD, another chip stock here. And, these are, you know, caught up in the tariff war. You can see here today that it filled that little gap area in here at 28 and it's down as prior lows. So we look at the swing low here. This is that low back in June 24th and came down, broke that. All right. So this is not one to right now I'd be doing anything on. It needs to just kind of digest this break to the downside to see if it too can start consolidating, holding up. So you can see how it broke that low right here. And this is the 21 period weekly moving average. That's needs to get back about this kind of as support. So damage done, damaged goods, nothing I would be doing right now on AMD. I would not be buying it, but potentially would short it short term if it starts moving back below these lows here, just for a push down here to this Fibonacci level at 27, but not a lot of price movement. It's a fairly low price stock. I like higher price stocks primarily, and for using options, that makes it better. Okay, so AMD, kind of a do nothing. The next one we have is Micron MU, another one. Okay, so these are all going to be pretty similar. They've all got just hit hard, you know, from the tariff situation. And you can see here, it's down to this kind of support area where it broke. This one didn't get hit as hard, so it's kind of interesting. But I'm not getting anything as far as good momentum to give me a signal to buy this. So it would not be going long. You can see it's got pretty decent support, would be right down here about $40. And you can see all that moving average support there. But, you know, nothing for me. Here's on the daily, a lot of support right in here at around 40 down to about 37.5. So with this one, you know, if it comes down here and then starts consolidating, building a good little foundation, this would be one to get back into the long side. But here, anything could happen. It could easily fall back over and push down into this area here, or just start kind of consolidating up. So I think it's got more kind of a fill in the gap down here, a little bit more to the downside. So that's MU. Also, you can see momentum is down hard. That's on the daily time frame, and 4 hour is still down. You can see the hourly though shifted up here today, but could not get, this is an opening range. This is the high of the, this is the opening range high of the day. Could not even get through that. So not a huge performance here on MU. So that's MU. And then we've got the next one. We've got Adobe. Here's a good one.
Larry, would you like to do your own trade idea for the week before we?
Okay. Yeah. Let me do Adobe and then I'll show you my trade idea.
Okay. Great.
Absolutely. So here's one trade idea potentially is Adobe. So Adobe's been hit hard. And we've got Adobe right here. See how it broke down pretty hard, all these cloud stocks. So this one, if it can't, again, this is another gap fill. So if you look here at Adobe, here's the daily, see the gap area in there. So I'm going to watch that closely tomorrow, the next day. And what you want to look at, you know, here again, your Fib levels from this low to high. And then you've got, that's the 382 retracement. So it came down here. You can see where it broke the 50, came all the way down, hit that 618, bounced. Okay. So that's a key support. But what I want, this is a weekly. So this is also the 21 periods, a key support. But this one I'll be watching closely to see if it can fill this gap tomorrow or Thursday, preferably probably tomorrow. And then if it stalls and can't get anything going and rolls back over and breaks this area here, 284, this would be a short trade for another move down to retest that 618 and then potentially go lower. So this one would not be looking for a long trade setup. If anything, right now, I'll be looking for a potential short trade on that Adobe. Okay, so that's Adobe. Now, one that we were watching closely today for a potential short is NSC. So it's one of the railroad stocks, transports. And you can see here that it got hit pretty hard here the last few days. And hold on, got the wrong symbol in there. Okay, so this is one that we've had a lot of success shorting it, but you can see here on the daily time frame, it got hit hard, came down to this again, is the 200-day moving average, bounced, went back up to that 50% retracement level, failed, came back down to that 200-day or 200 period, and that's a key level. So I'm going to be watching this if it starts breaking. Let me pull up this longer-term chart. So here's the lows right here were kind of 180, and we had that low yesterday of 178.50-ish. So here it is sitting on the weekly 50 simple moving average. So I'm going to be looking for this one. If it can't get back above and start consolidating, moving back above that 382, I'm going to be looking at a short trade setup or a break of this kind of key area here, this 177 level. So we look here on the daily here, you can see here, this is the 200-day moving average. So I'll be looking here tomorrow. We were looking today. So break below 178, we'd look to get short for a move down to 175 and then potentially down here to that 618. So that's a short trade setup and would do that with options. You can do these very low risk. One option trade setup we were looking at is just a put debit spread. So looking at here's the trade setup we were kind of watching today in our trading room. We were looking at a trade setup like this, looking at a 16 August vertical put debit spread. So pick up maybe something like the 177.5, 175, just $2.5 wide spread. Today that went out at $63. So your risk is well defined, low risk, and has potential to make, you know, 187. So about three to one or so positive risk ratio. So that's kind of the trade setup that we would look at. So on a break here, on a kind of a closing basis or intraday, if it starts to really separate, and especially if it broke this 50% retracement here at 175, would look to get on to that for a push down towards that 618 retracement there, you know, down here at 167. So that's kind of one of the big trade ideas that we're looking at today. And then the other one possibly for another short trade, just is on the index we're looking at, is the Russell 2000 IWM. And, you know, this one got hit hard. It bounced today, but I think this one still has potential. Once it too, you can see the gap area. See this gap area? So that's a 200-day moving average. If it comes up tomorrow, fills that gap and can't get back above the 200-day moving average here, this one could roll back over. And if it breaks that 145, you know, it's got a good potential downside to 141 and then down to this 200-week moving average. So those are kind of two things we're watching, and both being on the short side. But of all the longs on the list, the best one looked like SHOP, S-H-O-P. All right. Now, looking for the next one, here's the next one we've got, Boeing. All right. So this one has been pounded pretty good and still has potential downside. I would not be buying it here, put it that way. But not sure I'd be looking to short it either. But you can see Boeing here. Really need to look at a longer term chart. So here again is my weekly chart on the left. And we've got here, right here, see that support broke through. It's just trying to sit right there on that 330 level. Now, if it starts breaking this 330, let's call it this weekly low here, 327, then we'll get probably some more sell-off, at least down to 320 or this 1272 extension, and then potentially back down to those prior lows. So still showing quite a bit of weakness here. Momentum still down, would definitely not be buying this. And again, on a kind of a break of that prior weekly low there, would probably be more set up for short than anything else. Okay, so that's Boeing. And then we've got Alibaba. Now this one has earnings coming up, I believe, as well. These things have all been hit pretty hard to the downside, but they're not showing any buy signal for me right now. So you can see here Alibaba. You see yesterday hit below that 618 and then today barely moved up, didn't even fill the gap. So this one has a lot of weakness to it. Now it's got earnings coming up. This will be coming up, the earnings on the 12th, actually the 15th, so next week. So this could just kind of churn sideways and keep in this range. So it's probably definitely would not be buying it right here. And if anything, if it broke down below this kind of level here, this 148, it'd be more of a sell for a short-term sell. And you can see here's the 200-week moving average, and that'd be your key support. But it's got earnings, so would not want to have a position on into earnings. But if it did a quick break here, that would be more of a potential short trade. And you see the gap area right here. So it could go up tomorrow to that 160-50 area and then potentially back to that 200 as well on the upside. So that's Alibaba. And then we've got Baidu. All right, next one. Let's take a look at Baidu, another one of the Chinese stocks. And so it's going to be very similar here to Alibaba. So, you know, just kind of an overview, not seeing too many really great buy setups here. And you can see Baidu, look at this, look at that gap down to the gap there. And look at that, that is weak. When you close on your lows like that, that's very, you know, weak. Now it's got earnings coming up shortly though, which could save the day or maybe not. So it's going to have earnings here in 2 weeks. But right here, you can see this weekly time frame. Now look, when I pull this up to a monthly, this thing is really ugly. I'm going to put this on a monthly chart and look at the potential. If it breaks this 99 area, this would be a good short, keep it a really defined risk. But look, when you zoom out on a monthly long term, look at this. See that spike low there? That was back in August of 2015. So this needs to hold. So you can kind of give a little give or take. But if this starts to separate, it's probably going to take earnings to really get it going one way or the other. But if this starts to break, you know, you've got your next support right here about 85, and then it could really tumble. You know, you just see there's this kind of what I call open prairies. So the next major support would be right around in here at about 83, around that range. So definitely not a buy right now. See what happens with earnings, but this one has potential to go lower based on just where it is currently. So that's a look at Baidu. Earnings may bail it out. We don't know yet. That's coming up. Now, the next one we've got is CBM. Okay, so let's take a look at that, and then CGC. So, you know, pretty much everything's been roughed up from the big sell-off. So more of these are more prone, if they don't stabilize, to take the next leg down. So not seeing a whole lot of great buying buying opportunities so far from what we've reviewed. So CBM, I'm not really familiar with this one, but again, it's just another one that's, you can see here on the weekly, long-term, broke key support, see the cluster of all those moving averages. Next support will be down here to about 38, 39. This doesn't look real good. It's got earnings coming up. Earnings could bail it out. So earnings are going to be this week. So we'd do nothing here. No long, no short. Just wait to see what earnings do. That could definitely make a difference. So that's CBM. And then the last one we've got is CGC. So here's CGC. CGC. All right. Not looking too good either. You see how everything's broken. The clusters, the moving averages. Here's your weekly. Really broke down hard here. Whenever you see these moving averages, all of them crossed. Momentum's all shifted down. We've got some reversals here today. But again, we've got earnings coming up here on the 14th next week. So this could help. But right here, if it starts breaking this kind of 30 area here, it's going to have more downside to that prior low. So not one that you'd want to be buying right here. And potentially, again, this would be another one to short. For kind of a shorter term trade down to those prior lows. But again, you don't want to have a position on into the earnings release. That could shift everything right there. So that's kind of an overview of our review of these various stocks. And just kind of in summary, the only one that looked like a decent buy potentially would be SHOP. And then if Amazon can hold that key moving average there, but more of these have more potential to the downside on a break of key support levels than they do to the upside. So I hope this helps everybody. And if you'd like to learn more about this type of our trading setups and everything here at Power Cycle Trading, let me give you the website link here and come check us out. But also, again, before I close out here, the key going forward here will be to watch these the S&P, QQQ, et cetera, to see what they do. There's probably going to be that potential for all these to fill those gaps that were created yesterday, and then see if they can get any more additional upside strength. But so looking at QQQ, potentially see us into that gap area, could get up here to this 618-382 retracement, 185, 186. And this is the area where if it's going to fail, it should fail in here. You should see some selling coming in. And if it holds here, then that could, you know, send it back up. But that's the key area to watch for the next day or two. So if you'd like to learn more about, how we use our trading indicators, these are all of our proprietary indicators, and then I use my trading model for all the trade setups, and then I use options for all the trades, to take advantage of very defined low risk and leverage. So come check us out, powercycletrading.com. You can see we've got a trading club, a trading room, virtual trading room you can have access to, weekly Q&As. All my courses are listed here, so all the different courses that we've had over time, these are all really detailed trading courses. Here's a, boot camp for beginners, swing trading course. Here's a oil trading course, seasonality trading, trading breakouts. So a lot of different, very, very detailed type courses. Here's some of my other trading courses, constantly doing different courses. So here's a technical trading course again. Here's a pairs trading course, selling options for profits and hedging. We just completed that yesterday. Earnings course, how to trade earnings using options, butterflies, and then all my trading indicators. You can see trading software. Just come check out all that. So got a really, great scanners. All my trading indicators are listed here. Momentum indicators, breakout indicators, just seven different trading models that I've put together over the years. So that's all listed there on the site. And then I'm always having different free webinars. So you can always see what we have coming up, upcoming live events. Click on that and you'll see here live webinars coming up. So we've got this one this weekend. This is free. So sign up if you like, how to swing trade with options. This is a directional trading course, or not course, but a live webinar this Saturday. So register for that. And then you can see other things that are coming up in the future. You can always get a priority, a notice of other live events we have. These are mostly all free events. So a lot of good stuff here, and I appreciate everybody being here. And hopefully this will give you some clues as to what to do over the next few days.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Lots of great analysis and ideas for the audience. So thank you for taking over the show today.
All right, David. Thanks very much.
And, just a quick reminder to everyone watching, be sure to subscribe to Timing Research on YouTube and your favorite podcast network. Also, be sure to join us for both episodes next week. I have two first-time guests scheduled. Jake from trendspider.com. I don't know how to pronounce his last name exactly, so I'm going to wait until next week. for that. But I met him at the Traders Expo the other week in Chicago. So he'll be on. Also, Jeffrey Hirsch of Stock Traders Almanac. I've known him for a few years, but he's going to be on the show for the first time. So looking forward to having both of them. Also, Eric Gebhardt, Anka Metcalf, and Jim Kenny will be back next week. And again, for this week, just want to thank my guest, Larry Gaines of PowerCycleTrading.com. So thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Dave.